Ian threw his legs over the side of the hammock and jammed his feet into his boots. Perhaps she needed help, though she sounded as though she had control of the situation. As he neared the cabin door, he heard more crashing and the sound of something being thrown, hitting the bulkhead with a solid thud. Afraid she might have hit her head, he tried the latch and found it locked. He knocked, and when Lady Sarah didn't come immediately, he pounded on it. Finally, she threw the bolt and he pushed the door open. "What in God's name is going on in here?" He surveyed the room and found books, boots, tools, the chamber pot, thankfully empty, and clothing all strewn about the floor. Lady Sarah stood in the middle of it all, an angry fire in her blue eyes and a boot in her raised hand, ready to smash something. Right then, even through his half-fogged, sleep-deprived brain, Ian knew what had disturbed her sleep. "I'll go fetch the cat," he said before he noticed her captivating state of undress.